91 to 96, right? Huh? Oh, yeah, he did that. I think he read that one, yeah. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Thank you. Okay, so 96, yeah. Ama Gyanatimanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishtarne Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bebacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have some very nice verses today. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatan Goswami on the processes of devotional service. We're doing text 91 to 96. So, can repeat. Paramhuta Vahadvala. 91. We'll do 90. We'll do them all. We'll do them all. Okay. There we are. Yeah. Paramhuta Vahadvala. Pancharantar vyavastiti Nashori chinta vimukha Jana sambhasa vaishasam. Okay, translation. It is better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrounded by burning flames than to associate with those bereft of Krishna consciousness. Such association is a very great hardship. And purport, this is a quotation from the Katyayana Samhita. Ninety-two. Okay. Madrakshi china punya. Oh my goodness, I can't read here. Madrakshi china punyam kochidapi. Bhagavad bhakti hinan manushan. Translation, one should not even see those who are bereft of devotional service and Krishna consciousness and who are therefore devoid of pious activities. 93. Etasabha chadiyara vaishnavaram vaishnavram varnashrama dharma. Akinchana haya laya krishnaika sharana. Translation, without hesitation, one should take the exclusive shelter of Lord Krishna with full confidence, giving up bad association and even neglecting the regulative principles of the four varnas and four ashramas. That is to say, one should abandon all material attachment. 94. No purport there. Sarvadharman parityajya. Mami kam sharanam braja. Aham tam sarva papebhyo. Mokshayishyami ma shucha. And translation, after giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I shall give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. And purport by Srila Prabhupada, this is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 18:66, spoken by Lord Krishna. For an explanation, refer to Madhyalila 8:63. So he said, Srila Prabhupada says, for an explanation, refer to there. So we will read the purport. For Madhyalila chapter 8, text 63, Srila Prabhupada gives a purport there. It says, in this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book, Manasiksha, na dharmam na dharmam shruti ganav niruktam kila kuru braje radha krishna prachura paricharyam ihatanu. Okay, he has thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is to engage always in the service of Lord Krishna and Radharani. That is the perfection of everything in this life. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29-46, it is said by Narad Muni, Yada Yasnu. Yada yasyanu grinati bhagavan atma bhavita na jahati matim loke vede na vede cha parinishtitam. You know that one too? When one actually takes to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives up all duties in the material world as well as all duties prescribed by the Vedic literatures. In this way, one is fixed in the service of the Lord. That's the end of that purport. Maybe we should have waited. Anyway, text 95.
Bhaktavatsala kritagya samartha vadanya. Hena Krishna chadi pandit nahi bhaje anya.
Translation, Lord Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He is always very grateful and magnanimous, and he possesses all abilities. A learned man does not give up Krishna to worship anyone else. And there's a nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. It says, an intelligent person gives up the company of those who are attached to women and bereft of Krishna consciousness. One should be free from all kinds of material attachment and should take full shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He is always grateful and he never forgets the service of a devotee. He is also completely opulent and all-powerful. Why, then, should one take shelter of a demigod and leave Lord Krishna's shelter? If one worships a demigod and leaves Krishna, he must be considered the lowest fool. All right, text 96. Kapanditas tadaparam sharanam samiyad. Bhakta priyad ritagira suhrida kritagyat. Sarvan dadati suhrido bhajato bikaman. Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo nayascha. Kapanditas tadapata aparam sharanam samijad. Bhakta priyad rita gira surida krita gyad. Sarvan dadati surido bhajato bhikaman. Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo najasya. Kapanditas tadaparam sharanam samiyad. Bhakta priyad rita gira surida krita gyat. Sarvan dadati surido bhajato bhikaman. Atmanam apyupachaya pachayo najasya. Somebody chant. Kapandistas tvadaparam sharanam samiyad. Hare Krishna. Hey. Anybody else? Yes? You want it? Oh. Kapanditas tadaparam sharanam samiyad. Anyone else? Huh? You don't want to? Yeah? No? Ka? Ka? What? Pandita? Learned man? Tvat aparam? Other than your lordship? Sharanam? Shelter? Samiyat? Would take? Bhakta priyat? Who are affectionate to your devotees? Ritagira, who are truthful to the devotees? Surida, who are the friend of the devotees? Kritagyat, who are grateful to the devotees? Sarvan, all. Dadati, gives. Surida, to your well-wishers. Bhajata, who worship you by devotional service. Abhikaman, desires. Atmanam, yourself. Api, even. Upachaya, increase. Apachayo, and diminution. Na, not. Yascha, of whom? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you are very affectionate to your devotees. You are also a truthful and grateful friend. Where is that learned man who would give you up and surrender to someone else. You fulfill all the desires of your devotees, so much so that sometimes you even give yourself to them. Still, you neither increase nor decrease by such activity. Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:48-26. And Srila Prabhupada doesn't refer us to that purport. He wasn't there, I guess, that time. Hare Krishna. So this is some very important verses today. I think we're just going to go back over them. Cover so many different points about association, basically. And actually, on this, I looked at the purport given by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. That's this dimension. They say, according to them, they say that the Surada is, the first one is for Krishna, and the second one, I think it's the first and second, is for the devotees. The devotees are also surid. It means well-wishing friends. Rid means the heart. Surid means they're heartfelt. There's different kinds of devotees in Sanskrit. Mitra, what is the others? Mitra, Sakha is friend, no? Yeah. And surid. Mitra. Okay, so anyway, first thing is that verse 91, it tells that it's better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrounded by burning flames to associate with those bereft of Krishna consciousness. So this is actually a very important instruction. Srila Rupa Goswami he's given Upadeshamrita, Sri Upadeshamrita, he gives the very essential instructions in this only, 11 verses. And he's condensed all these important instructions. We have so many volumes of books in our Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, he understands the purpose of the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Stapitin Jaina Bhutale, in order to establish that desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because devotees meant to satisfy the desire of their Lord. So Rupa Goswami, in order to establish this desire of the Lord within the world, one of the important books he's written was this Sri Upadeshamrita. Upadeshamrita means the nectar of instructions. So he's given a couple of verses. He gives the 6 items favorable for devotional service and 6 items unfavorable for devotional service. And in each of those 2 verses, he says that one should give up bad association. That utsahan nischaya daryat tatat karma pravartanat sangatyaga. Satovriti. And then the next one, what is that? How does it start? Prajalpo Niyamagraha. Janasangas. That's the sang. I think I got the wrong one. Yeah, I mixed up there. Okay, Janasangas. Atyahara. Utsa. The first one. Atyahara. Prayasascha. Prajalpo Niyamagraha. Janasangas. Jana sangas chaloyam cha, sadbir bhaktir vinashyati. That these things are destroying our devotional service. That jana sangha, associating with worldly minded people. And the next one, utsaha nischaya darjat tat tat karma pravartanat. Sangha tyaga satovrite. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he was inquired, when he was questioned by some of the devotees from, I think, Kulinagram. They asked him, what is the symptom of a Vaishnava? And he says, he said, asat sangatyaga e Vaishnava char. That give up the bad association of non-devotees. So, anyway, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's analyzed these both of these verses in essays that have been compiled by someone from Dhaka, and he's given very nice analysis of these different types of bad association. In the first one, Jana Sangha, association with worldly-minded people, he gives a list of worldly people. He says there's seven kinds of worldly people there, he says. He says Mayavadis and atheists, number one, sense enjoyers, number two, and those who are fond of sense enjoyers, number three, and women or the opposite sex, because he mentions in the purport that for both ways it goes. Womenizers is number five, six, the hypocritically devout, and seven, ill-behaved, foolish outcasts. And there's not time to go through the whole thing, what he says of this. Says, anyway, because it's a sensitive topic, it says, do not associate with women. On the other hand, when a woman is engaged in sadhana bhakti, she should not associate with men. Associating with the opposite sex is very inauspicious for the advancing devotee. Then he says, there are two types of men and women. When a man and woman are married according to religious principles, there is no sin in their touching and talking with each other. Rather, this touching and talking is beneficial because of the scriptural sanction. There is, however, no provision for illusory activities other than execution of reciprocal duties. Then if they are illusioned by each other and they engage in activities other than prescribed duties, then that is called Stri Sangha and Purusha Sangha, or association with the opposite sex. So this association is, I mean, that's just one example that one should, another, actually a very important one here, I will read some more here. It says one should give up the association of Dharma Dwajis, the hypocritically devout, with special care. Those who accept the external signs of Dharma but do not actually follow Dharma are called Dharma Dwajis. Dwaja means flag, like that. So they're carrying like flag that I'm a very great sadhu. Anyway, there are two types of Dharma Dwajis, the hypocrites and the fools, or the cheaters and the cheated. Such hypocrisy in Gyanakand and Karmakand is also condemned. In devotional service, this hypocrisy ruins everything. Better associate with sense enjoyers, for in this world there is no worse association than the Dharma Dwaji. And it goes on. So Rishabhdevi also says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimoktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam. That is also in this, in the Sangha Tyaga, Srila Bhaktivinoda points out that Sango Ya Samshritir, you know this one? Sango Ya Samshritir Hetu, from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Asatsu Vihito Diha Sa Eva Sarushu Krito Nisangataya Kalpate. In the Bhagavatam it says, association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage, but the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. So that's also, Rishabhdev, he says like that, Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahura Vimuktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam, that the path to liberation is opened by what? By association with sadhus, but the same association with materialistic persons is the path to hell. So association is so important. I think Prahlad Maharaj says, just like a crystal, it whatever light goes through it, it passes through that. So whatever, however we associate, what is that? Sangat Sanjayate Kaman. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever association we get, that our desires, common, that becomes manifest from that, through that association. So, there's more. Of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's also some examples of this bad association. Some of you remember some associations of bad association, Srimad Bhagavatam? Huh? Ajamil, yes. First important instruction, Ajamil. By his association with a prostitute, Ajamil fell down into... He was born in a very nice Brahmin family and being trained by his father very nicely. And in this way, by his bad association with the prostitute, he lost all of his good qualities. And somehow or other, he called out the name of Narayan at the time of death, and he was saved. Anyone else? Other bad association? Huh? Narakasura, yes. This is also, maybe, yeah, it's there in the Bhagavatam. Narakasura was actually the son of Lord Varaha and Bhumi, the earth, when when Lord Varaha picked up the earth became pregnant from that touch, and Narakasura was born. He wasn't actually an asura. We say Narakasura. I said Narakasura. He's called like that. But at the beginning, he was very pious, and he was instructed by the Lord himself, and he had good association. He used to follow Brahminical culture, but he had some bad association with Banasura. And by that association, he also became demoniac, so much so that the Lord Krishna came and... he didn't kill him, did he? Did he kill him? He killed Narakasura? Bana was the one that he gave him four arms, no? Bana, okay. So he killed Narakasura. See, even the Lord kills his own son if he offends his devotees like that. So there's also Lord Chaitanya. He also was very much concerned with his association. Lord Chaitanya, when he came back from South India, his tour of South India, the devotees there, particularly Sarvabhauma and Ramananda Roy, they were trying to get Lord Chaitanya an interview with Maharaj Prataparudra. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, I'm going to leave this place. I can't tolerate such requests from your side. He quoted one verse, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya. Param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya. That's for someone who is param param jigamishur, who is interested in attaining the ultimate goal of life. Ha hanta hanta vishabhakshana topya sadhu. He says, what is that? The third line was there. Param param jigamishur sandarshanam vishayinam atayoshitam cha. That this association with materialistic persons is worse than vishabhakshanato, the drinking poison. This association is so bad. Even great personality Bhishma Dev was one of the Mahajans, but he had association with the Kauravas, Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, and he became so much obliged by that association that he had to fight on their behalf against Pandavas and Krishna himself. Of course, that is some kind of pastime. Actually, there's very important instructions that... we had to read. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there's actually a big section here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Sangha Tyaga section, he says, what is association and what is giving up association? Many people have doubts about this. Doubts may be there because if just by coming close to a materialist or a material object is considered association with them, then there is no way to give up this association. As long as the material body is there, how can one give up the proximity of these things? How can a grihastha Vaishnava give up his family members? One cannot give up the association of deceitful persons, even if they are renunciates. So then he gives that verse, the Dati Pratigrinati. He says, O sadhaks, one must accept proximity with both bad and good people as one passes his life. This equally applies to householders and renunciates. Proximity must be there. Nevertheless, one should not engage in bad association. So how is that? He says, giving in charity, accepting charity, revealing one's mind and hearing someone reveal their mind, accepting foods and giving foods, if done with love, these are called sangha or association. Giving some foodstuffs. Hey, that's some problem. That's my throat. It says, giving some foodstuffs to a hungry person and accepting some charity from a pious man is done out of duty, not out of love. Even if they are materialists, this type of engagement is not considered association. But if they are pure devotees, then such activities are performed out of love. When acts are performed out of love, then it is association. Therefore, giving charity to pure Vaishnavas and accepting items or wealth from them becomes satsanga. Giving charity to a materialist or accepting charity from them, if done out of love, becomes asatsanga tyaga. When a materialist approaches you, whatever is required to be done should be done only out of duty. One should not speak confidentially with the materialist, except for preaching, of course. Generally, there is some love involved in confidential speaking, therefore it is association. While meeting a materialistic friend, one should speak only what is extremely necessary. So in this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some very important instructions in this book. He's giving a describing about the association. So anyway, there's some other points here in these verses. Text 93, without hesitation, one should take exclusive shelter of Lord Krishna with full confidence, giving up bad association and even neglecting the regulative principles of the four varnas and four ashramas. That is to say, one should abandon all material attachment. Then in the next verse, quoted our famous verse from Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja. So the point is that even so-called Vedic rules and regulations of Varnashrama Dharma, they can be given up for the service of Krishna. Our favorite example is Govinda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, who stepped over Lord Chaitanya in order to massage his feet. It was his duty every day after Lord Chaitanya took lunch to massage the Lord's feet. But one day the Lord took rest right in the doorway with his feet on the other side. So Govinda, he asked Lord Chaitanya, please move so that I can massage your feet. And he says, no, I can't move. I'm too tired. Just do what you want. So Lord Chaitanya took some rest then. And when he woke up, he saw that Govinda was on the other side. He had crossed over Lord Chaitanya, stepped over Lord Chaitanya, put a cloth down and stepped over Lord Chaitanya to massage his feet. So Lord Chaitanya said, "What? How come you're over here?" Said, "I stepped over to you to massage your feet." Said, "But you didn't go back to eat your lunch." Said, "No, I for your service I can step over you, but for eating my lunch I couldn't step back over you." So this was some important instructions that for the service of the Lord, just like actually the famous example is the gopis, they were sometimes the Lord Krishna had a headache, and their Lord Narad Muni said that, "Well, how we can get your headache cured? And Krishna said, "Well, I just need the dust from the feet of my devotee to cure my headache." So Narad Muni went to all the different places looking for dust from his devotee's feet to cure the Lord's headache. And nobody would give him except the gopis. They said, "Yes, take our dust. We're not consider ourselves devotees, but if you think that it'll cure Krishna's headache, that's okay." Narad Muni said, "Well, you may go to hell if you give the dust from your feet and put it on Krishna's head." They said, "We're fine to go to hell if Krishna's benefited from that dust." So the devotee, this is the mood of the devotee, and also Uddhava, he glorified the gopis in this way. Yadusja jam swajanam arya patanjahitva. They give up their association with their family members. And arya patan, the path of the Vedic injunctions for the service. Bejura makunda padivyam. Oh, can't drink and I can't talk without drinking. You have? Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay, excuse us. Anyway, there's not much more to say. So, Prataparudra, also, when he was being introduced to the devotees coming from Bengal, he went on the roof of his palace, and Gopinath was from Bengal, and he knew all the devotees, so he was introducing all the devotees to Maharaj Prataparudra. And after they came, they all went running to take prasadam at the residence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prataparudra Maharaj was asking, he said, why they're going to take prasadam? When you go to a holy place, you're supposed to fast, shave your head, and so many regulations are there. They're going to take prasadam. And Sarvabhauma said, "Well, when the Supreme Lord is giving you prasadam with his own hand, it'll be an offense not to take it." And even Sarvabhauma at that time, he related his own incident, how one time when he was still in bed, Lord Chaitanya came to him and gave him some Mahaprasad. This was just after he got converted from his smarta concepts, his Mayavad concepts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted him to become a devotee. And anyway, Lord Chaitanya offered him prasad, and immediately he accepted that prasad. So for the Lord's service, any type of regulation, of course, I guess Arjun could be a very worthy example in that way too, that he had to fight and kill his own kinsmen on behalf of the Lord's service. So for the Lord's service, we celebrated the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and talked about how even he was rolling beedis for his workers, the workers at the temple, and cooking grains on Ekadasi so that his disciples could go out preaching. So for the service of the Lord, of course, that has to be done under the direction Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Koriyaikya. One should confirm everything by the words of the sadhus. There's another thing, is there is Krishna is called, where are we are? Okay, anyway. Are there any questions? Comments? You've been here before many times? Oh, other temples? Which one?
From
Jackson. Oh, okay. Nice. Some questions?
Yeah.
Oh.
We always recall the scriptures and the ancient stories. Would you mind if I ask you, in your life, did it ever came a situation where you were like in duty to break the rules and you accepted that situation?
Well, yeah, I mean, and when we go out, when we used to do traveling sankirtan, there was many things that we, sometimes we, it's, yeah, some of the times the foodstuffs that we were eating is not exactly Vedic, what do you say, according to the Vedic instructions that we're taking, we're buying grains in the stores and offering the bread or something. Sometimes we have to eat in such circumstances. There was actually one of our not so illustrious members who left Krishna consciousness. He was asked by his disciples, sometimes we have to go out to the restaurant to eat in order to continue our preaching. So we, when we offer that food to you, do you accept that? And he said, don't offer it to me. He said, just pray to Krishna for protection. So sometimes we're in such circumstances, one has to do the needful. Srila Prabhupada many times told like that. There's many times, of course, when you're traveling sankirtan, when you're going out on book distribution, we're talking to all these people, materialistic persons, just like here it says, it's better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrounded by burning flames than to associate with those bereft of Krishna consciousness. So we're talking to all these people. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives other side of it, how we're not actually associating out of love, but we are associating out of love because our love for our spiritual master and Krishna brought us out there to distribute the books and to preach. So that's also out of love, but yeah, like that. You go out on Gasparilla Fair. How many people are there, half-dressed and intoxicated and everything? Huh? Yeah. All right, anything else? Anyway, Krishna is very affectionate to his devotees. All right. Huh? Oh, Kura's verse, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot to mention that, mark that. Okay.
I just wanted to ask something based on something you just said, because someone, well, it's my daughter, just asked me recently. She said, you know, sometimes there might be some food that has some onion or garlic in it, and she's wondering whether it's better to offer it or not to offer it.
Whether to offer it or not to offer it. Better not to eat it or anything,
yeah,
but
well,
no, actually, there is occasions that when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in India, sometimes person's life members or someone would invite him to them for lunch, and the devotees were eating, and they said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, this has onions in it. And he said, that's okay, just eat it anyway. So it may come up like that. One is obliged to do something, but it's of course it's best to, if one can avoid such things. But otherwise, we're in this material world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we can't avoid such things sometimes in some circumstances, but it's according to time, place, and circumstance, so you have to do the best you can. Better to avoid if you can, if it's possible. And if it's not, as far as offering it or not, I don't think you exactly offer. Yeah, you can offer. Either way, I think it's...
I was wondering, you know, like if you offer it, it might be accepted, but then she was thinking, well, maybe it would be an offense.
Well, yeah. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, yeah. Yeah. Better to pray for, huh? What's that?
Well, sometimes it's, I guess it's,
yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.